here's a story from The World.
The doctor told me, cut the ice cream, slow down on the cheese, but it's hard to imagine life in the kitchen without butter. Good old reliable butter. It never changes, never lets you down. However you use it, you know it's going to be good. But up in Canada, something weird is happening to butter. The World's Bianca Hillier has that story.
Julie Van Rosendahl is a self-proclaimed butter enthusiast.
I bake with it. I put it on my toast and my bread and my waffles. I cook with it. Butter makes everything better.
As a chef, cookbook author, and food writer in Calgary, Julie goes through a lot of butter. And last year, she started noticing something was a bit off with the usually dependable ingredient. When she left a stick of butter out on the counter, it didn't get soft.
I noticed that it was firm. I was always popping it in the microwave to soften it. I thought my house was just chilly.
But after a few months of coping with this stubbornly hard butter, Julie had a hunch that the cold Canadian weather wasn't to blame. A call out on Twitter confirmed that people across the country were dealing with the same conundrum. So Julie turned in to Nancy Drew.
Okay, I'm doing a bit of an experiment. I left this butter.
She put six different butters out on the counter overnight. Five of them were Canadian brands. The other was from France. In the morning, only one butter had softened.
And then the French butter is soft to the touch. Interesting. So all the
Julie was hooked on this mystery and spent days researching the culprit. Turns out, all of us home bakers are likely to blame. The rise in pandemic baking has created a higher demand for butter, and farmers have had to find ways to increase production.
And one way to do it is to actually increase the amount of palmitic acids you give to dairy cows, in other words, palm oil.
That's Canadian food researcher Sylvain Charlebois. He and Julie Van Rosendahl both suspect that to keep up with the surge in butter demand, farmers have been putting more palm-based feed into cows' diets. This is totally legal and is not a new practice, but it's basically used as an energy supplement so cows can make more butter. However, it leads to harder butter at room temperature. Dairy Farmers of Canada said in a statement that, for now, these claims are still anecdotal, adding that farmers in the US, the UK, New Zealand, and Australia also use such supplements. Even so, they've put together a task force to look into Canada's situation and are asking dairy farmers to consider alternatives to palm supplements. But food scientists say there's no exact replacement here that allows farmers to keep up with demand in a cost-effective way. With investigation results pending, Julie says home bakers searching for soft butter can go to the source.
Ask the producer or the farmer if palm-based supplements are part of the feed.
Or just use a microwave. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.
From PRX.